You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men and Nebraska Wesleyan men out on the floor warming up for the second half of our doubleheader. The Dort College Defender men come into today's contest 13-5 overall, 5-4 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 5-8 and 2-6. Wesleyan winners of their last three games. Let's check in now with Coach Ross Dama, Dort College men's basketball coach, and what he anticipates with this one. Led into the conversation with the fact that this is very similar to a week before Christmas when Dort College beat Dakota Wesleyan at home and then went on the road to face Hastings. And those wins in the middle of the week at home don't mean as much if you don't follow it up with a win on the road.
I guess as far as the conference standing, it certainly does not. And we put ourselves in a position where we're one game above 500 in the conference race, so we need to start separating from that mark a little bit. Today's game obviously is critical in that regard. It also marks the halfway point of the conference season as well. So it's a very important for us. It can be a really good week for us where we go 2-0. 1-1, I think it would be a little bit of a damper.
Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that has changed their style dramatically from past seasons. They're not going to be bashful about putting the shot up, and they aren't going to waste any time on the shot clock either.
No, over 50% of their shots come behind the arc. They get up, they press, they try to get tempo up, and you know, they've played some games, and they're over 100 points on a regular basis. So there'll be a lot of possessions today. We have to make sure that every one of those matters. Sometimes when you play this style of play, you get lulled into a false sense of security where you can always get it back later on. And we need to take the approach that everyone matters, and no lead is ever safe.
What do you do? Do you have to juggle your lineup? Do you have to play it a little differently today than you do other games?
Yeah, we expect the rotation to be a little bit differently. They put one post guy on the floor. It's going to be really difficult for us to play two posts together today. And our guys understand that. We're just going to need to get some contributions, not necessarily production, but contributions from some other guys, especially who are on the perimeter today.
Defending the perimeter obviously has to be a key. What are the other keys for your team?
Well, Nebraska Wesleyan leads the nation in offensive rebounding. They don't necessarily have big bruisers who get it off the rim, but they crash really hard from the wings off long three-point shots, and they catch balls in space. We need to do a good job of contesting the hard shot and going and pursuing a basketball, a rebound 15 to 17 feet off the rim as opposed to maybe 5 to 7 feet. I think that's a little bit atypical, but it's something that we have to adjust to and we have to do well today.
Offensively, this kind of team will typically give up some things. What will they give up when they're on defense?
Well, I think, Mike, the thing that we have to really be worried about is poor shot selection. I think it's really important for us to take care of the basketball because they will overplay, and then to make sure we take good shots, and that means getting to the rim. I think rotating the ball two or three times on each side of the floor will give us a chance to get downhill and get to the rim. We do not want this to become a jump shot game. We need it where we still get to the foul line and still get to the rim. We still have to play our game despite the fact that there's going to be multiple possessions, comparatively speaking, to what we typically have.
Nebraska Wesleyan's men are 5-8 overall, 2-6 in the conference. They've won three in a row with victories over Austin, 102-79, Mount Marty, 78-74, Hastings, 109-96. And speaking with Nebraska Wesleyan's SID before the contest, he said that win on Wednesday night at Hastings, as good a win as Nebraska Wesleyan has had in recent memory. The Prairie Wolves average 90.8 points per game, but they're giving up 95.8 points per contest. The numbers for Wesleyan are in stark contrast with Wesleyan groups of the past. This year's team relies heavily on the three-point shot, as Coach Ross Dama indicated, and pace of game. Wesleyan's 916 field goals attempted, you have 479 of them from behind the three-point line. That is well over 50%. Prairie Wolves have converted 39.6% of its field goals and 31.1% of its three-point shots. Opponents are making 52.4% of their shots and 34.7% of their three-pointers. Trey Bardsley is averaging a team-high 21.5 points per game. He grabs 4.8 rebounds per contest and also has 44 assists. Bardsley is converting 38.7% of his three-point shots at 46 of 119. Travis Gieselman is putting in 14.6 points per game and grabs a team-high 5.1 rebounds. He's 18 of 65 on three-pointers this season. Byron Thompson's 10-point scoring average completes the double-digit scores. Keithan Karn comes off of the bench for 8 points per game, and Nick Stein is at 7.0. The defender men stand 13-5 overall, 5-4 in the GPAC. They've won 5 of their last 6 and 8 of their last 10. The defenders are 7-1 at the DeWitt Gym and are outscoring teams 87.1 to 76.2. Dort's rebounding average is 39.7 to 29.6. Ross Dahlman's sixth team at Dort College is converting nearly 50% of their field goal attempts. Foes make 45.8. In GPAC play, the defenders own an 87.7 to 83.9 scoring advantage and a 35.1 to 30.0 rebounding edge. The defenders are making 50.3% of their field goals in league play and have managed to take nearly 6 shots per game more than opponents from the floor and 2 more 3-point shots per contest. Nathan Rendles is the leading scorer for Dort at 14.1 points per game. He's also the leading rebounder at 5.4. Hands out 4.7 assists per game. Tyler Walterstorff has 14 points per game with 4.6 rebounds, and his scoring average in GPAC play is 16.6. Brian Sumner scores 12.2 points per game, and he has made 49 of 110 three-point shot attempts for 44.5% success. Leighton Sampson scores 10.3 points per game. He's making 54.8% of his field goals. Alex Herbster is 40 of 89 from the three-point line. He averages 9.4 points per game. Nebraska Wesleyan beat Hastings in Hastings 109-96 Wednesday night. Prairie Wolves are up 56-49 and held on to win. They made 39.4% of their three-pointers. They got 73 shots off from the field, and they were 13 of 33 from the three-point arc. Hastings had a 38-27 rebounding advantage. The defender men beat Morningside 86-84 Wednesday night. They led by 14 points in the first half. Morningside never led in the second half, had a shot at the buzzer to tie it that was off the mark. Dort was 29 of 56 from the field and had a 35-32 rebounding edge. Tyler Walterstorff scored 22 and had 5 rebounds. Starting lineup for Dort College, 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, number 5 Brian Sumner, number 13 Alex Terpstra, 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, number 15 is Nathan Rendles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, number 35 Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, and David Denherter, a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center. Rounds out the starting lineup. He's number 53. For Nebraska Wesleyan, number 5, Blake Ruiz, a 6'5 sophomore from Beatrice, Nebraska. Trey Bardsley's a 5'9 junior from Beatrice, Nebraska. Wears number 11. Byron Thompson's a 5'10 senior from Centennial, Colorado. He wears number 12. Number 23 is Travis Gieselman, a 6'4 junior from Elkhorn. And Nick Stein's a 6'3 senior, averaging 7 points per game. Dort College controls the opening tap with the basketball as Sumner. Sumner over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up. Rendles. Rendles all the way to the hoop. Tries to pass it off, and it's deflected and taken away by Wesleyan. Trey Bardsley with the basketball on the left side. Trey Bardsley into the lane. His pass is kicked by David Denherter. It'll be Dort College basket. Dort College will give it back to Wesleyan on the kick. Wesleyan will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Bardsley. Bardsley gives it to Thompson. Thompson, they give it underneath. Lay-in is good for Gieselman. Gieselman with a 2-point bucket. And Nebraska Wesleyan takes the early lead at 2-0. 2-0 our score. Back the other way. Sumner has it tipped away from behind. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in on the far sideline will be Dort College, and Walterstorff, he gets it in to Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Nathan has the basketball left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Walterstorff double-teamed, throws it over to Rendles. Rendles, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex picks up his dribble, gives it to Rendles. They bring the double-team. Rendles puts it up. His shot is off of the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled, and the foul is going to go on Byron Thompson. Thompson picks up his first personal foul, 19-10 remaining in the first half. Nathan Rendles to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Rendles will go to the free throw line. His free throw is up and through, so Nathan takes the lid off of the hoop for Dort College. They lead 3-2. Thompson with the basketball on the right side, gives to Bardsley. Bardsley in between the circles. Bardsley with it on the right side. He passes over to Gieselman. Gieselman puts it on the deck, loses it. It's tipped by Denherter. Now back to Wesleyan's Blake Ruiz, and Ruiz gets the shot to go. as Den Herter came with a double team, tipped it away momentarily, but Ruiz got free underneath, and Ruiz finished at the rim. He's fouled on the play by Nathan Rindles. Rindles picks up his first personal foul with 18:56 left to play in this half. Ruiz, first free throw is good. Ruiz with the three-point play. Wesleyan leads 5-3. 5-3 our score. Rindles in the backcourt. Passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Terpstra. Terpstra gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Short jumper from 10 is good. Nathan Rindles with 5 first half points. Dort College ties it up 5-5. 18:39 left to play in the first half. They pass it over to Ruiz. Ruiz misses the shot. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Den Herter is out. Sampson is in. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Wesleyan's Bardsley. Bardsley kicks into the corner. Gieselman. Gieselman three. Good. Gieselman with 5 points. He's got 18 threes this season, and Wesleyan leads 8-5. Walterstorff in the backcourt. Walterstorff will bring it up. Gets it across half court to Sumner. Sumner back over to Sampson. Sampson short jumper, good. Leighton Sampson with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 8-7. Byron Thompson back the other way. Gives it off to Ruiz. Ruiz basket, good. Ruiz with the 2-point basket. He's got 5. Dort College trails 10-7. Walterstorff back over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles picks up his dribble, comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff across the half-court stripe, and he's fouled on the play by Thompson, and Thompson has just picked up his second personal foul. Well, it is my understanding that Wesleyan has begun to modify their system just a bit as they got into conference play. They are not subbing 5 in and 5 out like they were earlier in the year, playing 15 and 17 players. They've modified it in terms of they just simply aren't giving things up. They're playing a little more defense. Keith and Karn whistled for the personal as the Dort College defenders got the ball inbounded to Nathan Rindles. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball after the foul. That's foul number 3 on Wesleyan. Rindles gets it in to Sampson. Sampson around the horn over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra looks down low. Alex for the basketball. Terpstra. Still has the dribble alive, looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, passes over to Rindles. Rindles guarded by Bardsley. Nathan Rindles out front. Walterstorff. Walterstorff dumps it underneath for Sampson. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Sumner. Sampson in the lane, his 10-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Ruiz. Ruiz, long pass to Bardsley. Bardsley ahead of the pack to Karn. Karn off of the glass, good. Keithan Karn with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 12-7. In the backcourt with it is Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Rindles. Rindles across the half-court line, and he is fouled on the play by Travis Gieselman. Gieselman whistled for the personal with 17:03 remaining in the first half. O'Donnell checks out of the ballgame. Terpstra checks in. Sumner checks out as well. Nabla checks in. So early on, Wesleyan getting shots that they want. They've gotten them on penetration, and also they've gotten a three-pointer to go. Rindles in traffic. His layup is good. Nathan Rindles with 7 points, and the defenders trail 12-9. Bardsley into the front court. He passes right side to Keithan Karn. Ball deflected by Sampson. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Trey Kloster. Kloster into the contest for the first time. He passes it off to Max Ritchie. Ritchie to Ruiz. Ball is deflected by Walterstorff, but a foul is going to go on Tyler. On the pass into the lane, 16:36 left to go. Lots of backdoor cuts already for Nebraska Wesleyan. They're going to cut hard to the hoop, and on the perimeter, you have to respect that three-point shot. Pass comes into Blake Ruiz, guarded by Sampson. Ruiz driving in. His lay-in attempt, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tipped out and saved in by Sampson. No. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ruiz early on 5.3 points per game. He's the leading scorer for Wesleyan this afternoon. Wesleyan gets it in to Trey Kloster. Kloster with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 14-9. 16-18 remaining in this first half. Stepping through the trap. They get it away to Sampson. Sampson tries to finish, and he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. The foul's going to go on Ruiz with 16-10 left to go in the first half. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Team foul number five already on Nebraska Wesleyan. New player checking in will be Jake Miller. So two free throws on the way for the freshman from Worthington. First one is up and good. Leighton Sampson, a Southwest Christian graduate from Worthington, Minnesota, Southwest Christian in Edgerton, Minnesota. Another free throw coming for Sampson, averaging 10.3 points per game, mostly as a reserve. Second free throw is up and good. He's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 14-11. Wesleyan basketball bringing it up is Bardsley against Knoblauch. Bardsley driving in against Knoblauch. Kick out pass, three, up and good. Three-point basket by Keevan Carr, and he's got five. And the Wesleyan lead is 17-11. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. Dort College has not been able to stop the Wesleyan three-point shots so far. With the basketball, Waltersdorf working in against Bardsley, dumps it off to Sampson. Sampson with 6 points. Dort College trails 17-13. Wesleyan basketball, Bardsley. Bardsley loses it. It's down on the floor. Still loose and tapped out of bounds by Knoblauch. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Keithan Karn. Karn with it on the sideline. Karn gives it in to Ritchie. Ritchie with the basketball in between the circles. Ritchie gives it up. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Sampson. Gets it ahead to O'Donnell. And a blocking foul called on Wesleyan and Trey Kloster with 15:22 remaining in this ball in this first half. And that is team foul number six already on Nebraska Wesleyan. Patrick Knoblauch will inbound the basketball. He gets it in to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in the backcourt. O'Donnell working against Bardsley. Knoblauch left side, it goes Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball, they get it underneath for Sampson, and Sampson is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Jake Miller. Miller whistled for his first, team foul number seven, and Dort College is in the bonus already. So Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Sampson with 6 points already. Free throw on the way for Sampson is up, can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan leading by four. Bardsley into the front court against Knoblauch. Pass goes left side over to Kloster. Kloster out front, Ritchie. Ritchie gives it up to Miller. Miller with it on the right elbow. They go down baseline to Kloster. Kloster caught up in the lane. It's taken away by O'Donnell. He got into the lane, got caught up in the air. O'Donnell's shot, and he is fouled on the play. And I believe they just called a charge on him. So O'Donnell whistled for the charge. Foul number one on Andrew O'Donnell. And Wesleyan will inbound the basketball and bring it up. Bardsley. Bardsley passes it off to Karn. Karn in traffic. His layup is good. Karn with seven off of the bench in the first half, averaging 8 points per game, and the defenders trail 19-13. With the basketball is Knoblauch. Knoblauch double-team, gets it to Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell kicks into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra ball fake, puts it up off of the glass, good. Alex Terpstra with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 19-15, and a reach-in foul called against Patrick Knoblauch. 14-19 remaining in this first half. Bardsley checks out. Paul Newby checks in. 19-15. Wesleyan in front. 14-19 remaining in this first half. So far, a breakneck pace. Both teams making a ton of shots from the field. Lots of good shots from the field for both teams. Trey Kloster with it on the wing. Kloster comes back over to Gieselman. Gieselman's going to drive the lane. He gets fouled on the way to the hoop, and he will try to complete the three-point play. Foul called on Dort College and Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his first personal. 14:04 left to play. And Gieselman will go to the free throw line, where he's a 78% free throw shooter. He can extend it to a 7-point lead again for Wesleyan. Free throw is up, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Gets it away to Rendles. Dort College down 6, 21-15. Dort College has yet to attempt a 3-point shot. Rendles in traffic, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled behind the 3-point arc. Blocking foul called on Paul Newby with 13:55 remaining. That's already team foul number 8 on Wesleyan. Well, as many players as Wesleyan plays, they've got a ton of fouls to give. Dort College threatening to go into the double bonus already. Rendell's first free throw is good. He's got 8 first half points. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Nathan Rendell's. 21-16, Dort College down 5. And now 4. Rendell's with 9 points. Defenders trail 21-17. Pass comes back over to Karn. Karn, 3, good from the top. That's a 2. That's a 2 for Karn. Karn with 9, and the defenders trail 23-17. Sumner with the basketball. Gets it back over to Rendles. Rendles across half court. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Nathan. Nathan with the ball. Nathan into the lane. His short jumper is good. Nathan Rendles with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 23-19. Need a stop or two. Newby with the basketball. Newby gives it up. Stein to Gieselman. Gieselman puts it on the deck against Feenstra. And a foul called on the play against Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra's whistled for the personal foul, his second already. Tyler Walterstorff will check into the ballgame. Feenstra takes his second foul, 13-14 left to play in the first half. That is team foul number 6 already on the defenders. Wesleyan to throw the ball in. They throw it in over the top. With it is Gieselman. Gieselman with it at the top of the key. Gieselman working against Waltersdorf. His spin move in the lane, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound back and gets it to go that time. Gieselman went over the top of Waltersdorf that time for the offensive rebound. And the defenders trail 25-19. Steal in the backcourt. Here comes Wesleyan. Nick Stein with the basketball. Stein gives it up to Newby. Newby, 3-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell up the right sideline with it. O'Donnell hesitates. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 25-19, Wesleyan in front by 6. That foul is charged to number 30, Nick Stein. 12:43 left to go in the first half. Free throw on the way for O'Donnell off the heel, no good. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Walterstorff, Sumner, O'Donnell, Rendles, and Terpstra. Second free throw for O'Donnell is up and good. So O'Donnell makes 1 of 2. He's a 65% free throw shooter, and the defenders trail 25-20. Wesleyan basketball. Paul Newby with it. Newby at the top of the key. Newby passes right side. Gets the return pass to Gieselman. Gieselman's spin move. Puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play on Tyler Walterstorff, and Tyler's just picked up his second personal. Well, bench play is definitely going to be a factor before this one is over. Both teams will have to deal with some foul trouble. Gieselman shooting a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He missed his first free throw attempt today, misses his second one as well. He's got a second one coming in this sequence. Newby checks out of the ballgame. Bardsley is in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Second free throw on the way for Gieselman. This one's up and good. So Gieselman makes 1 of 2. He's now 1 for 3 for the game. And the defenders trail 26-20 as they exchange 1 for 2. Trips at the free throw line with Wesleyan. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Gives to Rendles in the lane. His shot is good. Nathan Rendles with 13 first half points. Defenders trail 26-22. A carry on the other end against Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Patrick Knoblaugh will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. New player in for Wesleyan, and this is Max Ritchie back into the game, checking out. is Kiefen Karn. Nablaw to throw it in. He gets it in to Rindles. Rindles back to Nablaw. Nablaw in the backcourt back to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles is going to fly in. His right-handed layup hangs on the rim, won't fall through. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Nick Stein. Stein will put it on the floor. Nothing there. Stein comes back over to Bardsley. Kick into the corner. Three. Missed it. No good. And the ball bounces off the top of the backboard. Makes contact with the shot clock. And it will be Dort College basketball. Nablaw to throw it in for the defenders. Trailing by four. 26-22. With the basketball on the backcourt is Nablaw. Nablaw gives it to Rindles. Rindles back to Nablaw. Nablaw across half court. Patrick, right side, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell, deep right corner. Andrew with the basketball, gives it off to Terpstra. Terpstra into the corner goes Rindles. Rindles draws a foul, gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. This might be the kind of game where Rindles is going to have to play a ton of minutes. See what he's got in the tank after that win on Wednesday night over Morningside. He's already had to exert quite a bit of energy, and Rindles has 15 first-half points with 11:26 left to go in the half. Free throw on the way for Rindles is up and good. So Nathan Rindles makes the free throw attempt. 26-25. Nebraska Wesleyan by a point. Five unanswered by Dort College. Might have been a travel. No call made with Ritchie. They go right side. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. This is Ruiz. Ruiz gives it off Ritchie. Ritchie on the right side. His three over the top of the defense. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner gives it away to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles up the floor. Feeds it into the corner. Terp. Terp. Three ball. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan down to the baseline. Nothing there for Nick Stein. Stein comes back over to Trevor Lighting. Lighting back to Stein. Stein to Ruiz. Ruiz with the basketball on the wing, guarded there by Sampson. He's to the free throw line. Nothing there. Wesleyan running a spread offense. They just try to put the ball on the floor, take it into the lane, and then try to kick it to an open player. Not much in terms of a pattern. Three-pointers up off the backboard. No good. Loose basketball picked up by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson picks up his dribble, hands it off to Rindles. Rindles ahead to Nablaw. Dort College shooting for the lead. Into the corner it goes Terpstra. Terpstra double-teamed over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball into the lane. Back to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. As Coach Ross Dalma said during the pregame show, you need to reverse the ball. You need to be patient on offense. That doesn't mean you slow down, but you simply have to be patient and not turn it into a jump shooting contest. First free throw on the way for Sampson. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. There's something about having to play at this pace as well that you need to become accustomed to. Rindles will check out of the ball game. O'Donnell will check in. You've got a very guard-oriented lineup now for the defenders. Sumner, O'Donnell, Nablaw, Terpstra, and Sampson. So four out of the five are what I would call guards. Sampson gives Dort College a 1-point lead at 27-26, their first lead since it was 3-2. With the basketball, driving hard is Ritchie, and Ritchie is fouled on the play. I believe that's going to go on Terp, and for Terpstra, that's number one, so not a bad foul for the defenders. J.D. Bohr is going to check into the ball game. For J.D., he's going to check in for Nablaw. And talking with Coach Dalma yesterday, he said a player like J.D. Bohr might have to play a few more minutes today than he has been in past games. 1-1 for Ritchie. First one is up and good. Ritchie, a 54% free throw shooter, makes the first one. He's got another one coming, trying to unlock a 27-all tie at the midpoint of the first half. And he does so. He makes both free throws. And the defenders trail by one. With the basketball in the backcourt is O'Donnell. Dort College going without Rindles right now, trying to get him a little breather. It's not going to be a long breather, though. O'Donnell into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra ball fake. He's going to drive in the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Drew a lot of contact. They didn't give him the benefit of the call, but he finishes at the rim, and the defenders lead 29-28. With the basketball is Bardsley. Bardsley drives in. Ball taken away by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell with the basketball. Feeds the trailer Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner back over to J.D. J.D. on the wing. Comes back right side. They pass it into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back around the horn they go. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Sampson back to Andrew. Andrew with the basketball. Double teamed. Back over to Terpstra. Three-pointer. Got it! Three-point basket. Alex Terpstra. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 32-28. 9 minutes up to go in the first half. Wesleyan basketball out front with the ball is Nick Stein. Stein to Ruiz, guarded there by Sampson. They give it back to Stein. Stein guarded by Sumner. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Stein into the lane, nothing there. Comes back outside to Ritchie. Ritchie guarded by Terpstra. Pass left side, Bardsley. Bardsley is fouled on the play by J.D. Bohr. Bohr whistled for the personal, and Bardsley will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he's a 73% free throw shooter. He has not scored this afternoon. Rindles and Den Herter are in. Sumner and Sampson are out. So Bardsley to shoot two. I beg your pardon, this is just a one and one. I thought it was 10 fouls on the defenders. It's only nine, so wipe one off of the board. And Bardsley misses the front end of the one and one. Rindles into traffic, lays it up with the right hand, no good. There for the rebound, David Den Herter. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Both free shots for Dort College rimmed off. So David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College leading by four. That foul is called on Mitch Sundquist for Nebraska Wesleyan with 8:31 left to go. First free throw by David, no good. He's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. David Den Herter makes one of two. The defenders lead by five, 33-28. Wesleyan with the basketball. They pass it to Ruiz. Ruiz on the wing. They dump it down low. Reverse layup. No good, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rindles on the reverse. So Rindles picks up his second personal with 8:19 remaining. He picked one up early, about 10 minutes ago in terms of the clock, on the in terms of the game clock. Free throws on the way for Keith and Karn. Karn, two shots. First one, no good. He's got another one on the way. Dort College leads 33-28. Rindles is going to have to sit for a little while. Leading by five are the defenders, 33-28. Let's see what they can do here. I'll make a notation. Rindles leaves with his second personal. I'd like to see Dort College be able to maintain this lead or grow it over the next 5 minutes. Second free throw by Karn, no good. And a lane violation called on Wesleyan. So you wipe off the miss, you take the rebound away from Pat Nabla, and it turns into a turnover for the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. It'll be Dort College basketball. So you take away that second attempt by Karn. With the basketball, Nabla. Nabla ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, middle of the floor, two players around him. He finds Nabla, two players by him. He's in the corner, comes back over to O'Donnell. Dort College has to get the ball into the front court. They do. They pass it left side over to Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra spins it back outside for J.D. Bohr with the basketball. He passes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra had a man open underneath. J.D. Bohr thought it was to somebody else, and he lets it go over his head out of bounds. It'll be Dort College Wesleyan basketball, I should say. 7:55 and counting, first half. With the basketball is Bardsley. Bardsley gives it to Karn. Karn to Gieselman. Gieselman lays it up. Good. Gieselman cleared a path for himself, just plowed through Tyler Walterstorff that time and makes it a three-point ball game, 33-30. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell across the timeline. O'Donnell gives it over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner back to Bohr. Bohr into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell working against Bardsley. Now Nabla. Nabla on the left wing. 12 to shoot. Back to Sumner. Sumner. Floater in the lane from 10. Good. Besum with his first 2 points of the game. Dort College leads 35-30. Here comes Wesleyan. Bardsley with it on the wing. Bardsley passes it back. Right side three. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Nabla on the missed shot by Keith and Karn. Dort College, long pass into the front court. Here's Sumner. Sumner, same shot, 10-footer. Can't get it to go that time. Rebound cleared by Travis Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman against Walterstorff. Spin move in the lane. Awkward shot. He gets it to go. Gieselman, big first half for him. He's got 14. Dort College leads 35-32. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it ahead to Nabla. Nabla on the left side, right on the Snyder Arena script on the Wesleyan playing surface. Here's Waltersdorf in the lane, and he is fouled on the play as they post him up. Foul's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan, and I believe Keithan Karn. Keithan Karn whistled for his second with 6:34 remaining. First half of play, Door College leading by three. Tyler to the free throw line. Two free throws coming. First free throw is up and through for Tyler, 69% free throw shooter. He's got a second free throw on this sequence. Sampson is in, Nabla is out. So you've got Sumner, Waltersdorf, Rindles, O'Donnell, and Sampson on the floor for Wesleyan. Jake Miller, Gieselman, Bardsley, Stein, and Karn. Second free throw is through as well for Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler with 2 points, and the defenders lead 37-32. Karn in traffic, off-balance shot, good. Keithan Karn with a two-point basket. He's got 11. North College leads 37-34. In the backcourt, O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner dumps it down low, Sampson. Faces up, lost it, gets it back, puts it up in traffic, good. Two-point basket for Leighton Sampson. He stuck with it. He had it ripped out of his hands, and then the burly freshman ripped it back, and he finishes at the rim. 10 points for Sampson. Dort College leads 39-34. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 39-34, Dort College up by 5. It's the biggest lead Dort College has had. They've led at 35-30, 37-32, and 39-34. Wesleyan led by 7. I beg your pardon, they were up by 6. That was their biggest lead, and that came on several occasions. 17-11, 19-13, 21-15, 23-17, 25-19. And then Dort College started chipping away. Wesleyan with the basketball, Gieselman. They swing it left side, Stein. Stein working on Rindles. Rindles doesn't give any ground. Driving right side. Shot is blocked by Sampson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan, by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Terp is in. O'Donnell checks out. 5:44 remaining. Pat Nabla checks into the ballgame. Waltersdorf will check out. 5:44 remaining in the half. Let's see if Dort College can make it to halftime without Rindles picking up his third foul as well. Out front, Bardsley. Bardsley gives it up. Shot no good on the wide open layup for Jake Miller, and here comes Dort College. Rindles, no-look pass underneath intended for Sampson, and Leighton can't hang on to the too-hot-to-handle pass. And it will be Wesleyan basketball. Dort College misses an opportunity to go up 7. Instead, it's 39-34, and Wesleyan gets the ball back. Bardsley with it at half court. He's got it on the right side, hands it off to Karn. Karn with the basketball. He gives it up to Miller. Miller. And we've got an illegal screen called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Jake Miller. 5:19 left to go in the half. Miller has picked up his second personal foul. He will check out of the ballgame. Trey Kloster checks back in. Inbounding will be Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles in the backcourt. Back over to Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles off the floor with the right hand. Nathan, double teamed. Fires it over to Brian Sumner. Sumner, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan gets the basketball back. This is Gieselman. Gieselman up the floor himself. Gieselman puts it up. His off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by by Terpstra, and Terpstra has it tipped away from him. And after calling it extremely closely early in the ballgame, they have now let them start to play more underneath, and let's see if the teams are able to adjust to that. And they're going up expecting to get fouled on some of those plays in the lane. And now with the basketball out front is Bardsley. Bardsley puts up the free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Patrick into the front court. Nabla with it in between the circles. Patrick passes right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner on the wing. Bryan with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra into the corner to Rindles. Rindles tries to lob it down low for Sampson, and the weak side help took it away. Coming up with it is Karn. Here comes Wesleyan with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. Karn off of the glass, no good. Rebound Gieselman. Gieselman basket good. Gieselman with a two-point basket in the lane. He's got 16 first-half points. And the defender lead is 39-36. Terpstra with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives to Rindles. Rindles with it in traffic. Comes back over. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson facing up off of the glass. Good. Leighton Sampson muscles his way to the hoop. He's got 12. Dort College leads 41-36. Into the front court with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan and Bardsley. Bardsley goes to Gieselman. Gieselman with 18 first-half points. Another two for Gieselman. He got it on the elbow, spun into the lane, and gets the shot to go. Dort College by three. Rindles with the basketball. He comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra in traffic. Hands it back to Rindles. Rindles out front, Nabla. 3:30 left to go in the half. Right side, Terpstra. Terpstra back to Rindles. Rindles spins. Off the glass. Good. Nathan Rindles with another two. For Nathan, that's 18 first-half points. Dort College leads 43-38. Into the front court, Bardsley. Bardsley, pass deflected, taken away by Sampson. Coming up with it is Nabla. Back over to Sampson. Sampson off the glass, too strong, no good. Coming back the other way is Gieselman. Gieselman with a head full of steam. He's going to pull up, shoot the transition three, missed it, no good. Rebound Sumner. Sumner back over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on a five-point lead. Rindles into the corner, Terp, transition three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Stein. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Bardsley. Bardsley drives the lane. He throws right side. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket for Trey Kloster. 43-41, Dort College by two. Coming back the other way is Nabla. Nabla back to Rindles. Rindles with it across the timeline. Nathan puts the floater up. It's good. Nathan with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 45-41. Dort College wants a timeout. Back of the more after
this
the...
campus is...
Nebraska Wesleyan in front, trailing by four with the basketball. Dort College on defense. J.D. Bohr, Tyler Waltersdorf, Nathan Rindles, Andrew O'Donnell, and Taylor Feenstra on the defensive end for the defenders. Wesleyan has the basketball. This is Newby. Newby gives it up, and a charging foul called on Trey Bardsley. Bardsley runs over the top of O'Donnell on a layup attempt, and with 2:13 left to go in the first half, Bardsley picks up his second personal foul. Player control foul. It'll be Dort College inbounding, length of the floor in front of them. Ball's inbounded. Here's Tyler Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles double team. Gets it away. Tyler Waltersdorf. O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the left side. O'Donnell driving all the way underneath the hoop and threw it to nobody in particular. Was there a touch? They say there was not. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Down four are the Prairie Wolves. Wesleyan with the basketball. Trey Kloster. Kloster gives it up to Newby. Newby takes it up the floor. Ball Newby out front. He passes right side. Comes back. This is a new player, Nolan Clausen. Clausen with the basketball back to Bardsley. Bardsley into the corner with a basketball as Kloster. Three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Newby. Newby back to Bardsley. Bardsley puts it up over high hands. His shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan basketball. Bardsley will throw it in. They throw it in over the top. Coming up with it is Clausen. Clausen back to Bardsley. Bardsley's pass is tipped and last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball on the sideline. Patrick Nabla will check into the ballgame. Walterstorff will check out. Sumner is in. Rindles is out. 1:26 remaining in this first half. Dort College 45, Wesleyan 41. Ball comes into Newby. Newby with the basketball. Newby in between the circles. Newby back to Bardsley. Bardsley, they go to Clausen. Clausen to Stein. Stein over high hands, missed it, no good. We've got a hold called on the defenders against Taylor Feenstra on the rebound. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal. I believe that's number three on him with 1:12 remaining. Free throws on the way for Clausen. Clausen 7 of 8 this season. He'll shoot two here. Double bonus time for Wesleyan. Free throw is up by Clausen and no good. Sampson is in. Feenstra is out. Terpstra is in. Bohr is out. 45-41, Dort College by four. Wesleyan, another free throw by Clausen, the 6'5 senior from Ord, Nebraska, and he makes one of two. Dort College leads 45-42. Nabla with the basketball. He comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. Andrew O'Donnell with it on the right side. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, left side, Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the wing. Sumner looking down low, instead comes out front, Nabla, 13 to shoot for the defenders. Terpstra puts it on the floor, and a block called on Wesleyan, I believe. Nabla will shoot the free throws. Foul goes on Clausen. That's his first, and with 47.3 seconds left, Patrick Nabla will shoot two. Been a while since Patrick has shot some free throws. I think he might have had two attempts on Wednesday against Morningside. First free throw rattles it, no good. Another one on the way for Nabla. Second free throw on the way for Patrick. So free throw number two on the way for Patrick Nabla, trying to establish a four-point lead for the defenders. And this one's off the heel, and it bounces off, no good. Stays at 45-42. Coming back the other way quickly is Newby. Newby to Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball, tests the waters. He's guarded closely by Sumner. Pass comes right side, back over to Kloster. 10-second difference, shot clock, game clock. Gieselman in traffic, gets the wild shot to go. Off-balance shot, and Gieselman got it to go. Dort College leads 45-44. In the backcourt with it, Dort College, O'Donnell. O'Donnell up the sideline. Dort College can hold for the final shot of the half. 13 seconds left, now 12. O'Donnell with the basketball near midcourt. 9 seconds left, 8. Gets a ball screen. O'Donnell off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 9/10 of a second remaining. Wesleyan will inbound, throwing it in is Kloster. Kloster to Gieselman. Gieselman's desperation shot is no good. And I'm not sure what just happened. So Wesleyan will get another chance to inbound the ball. They'll throw it long. And Nabla touches it, and that's the end of the half. Our score at halftime, Dort College 45, Nebraska Wesleyan 44. Back with a look at the halftime numbers right after this.
I really like the difference.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading at halftime over Nebraska Wesleyan by the slimmest of margins, 45-44. Dort College trailed early in this contest. They trailed by six on several different occasions, the last occasion coming at 25-19. Dort College outscored Wesleyan 8-1 to get up 27-26. The teams exchanged baskets. Dort College built the lead to as many as five, but could never get over five. They were up 45-41, but three straight by Wesleyan to close the half, make it 45-44 at the intermission. Dort College 16 of 25 from the floor, Wesleyan 18 of 35. Dort College 12 for 17 from the free throw line, Wesleyan 5 of 11. Wesleyan has an 18-12 rebounding advantage, eight of those coming on the offensive end. Turnovers, Dort College with 8, Nebraska Wesleyan with 7. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. Halftime numbers look like this for Dort College. They are led in scoring by Nathan Rindles. He's 8 for 10 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free throws, 12 points for Leighton Sampson, 4 for 6 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. 7 points for Alex Terpstra, 2 each for Brian Sumner, Tyler Waltersdorf, 1 for Andrew O'Donnell, 1 for David Denherter for their total of 45 points. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Travis Gieselman, 20 points, 9 of 12 from the floor, 1 for 2 on threes, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 11 points for Keithan Karn, 5 for 8 from the floor, 1 for 2 on threes. 5 points for Blake Ruiz, 5 for Trey Kloster, 2 for Max Ritchie, 1 for Nolan Clausen. That's their total of 44. Dort College has three different players with two rebounds each. They are Sumner, Terpstra, and Nabla. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 5 rebounds for Travis Gieselman leads all players. Trey Bardsley has 4 assists. Alex Terpstra has 2 assists for the defenders. Leighton Sampson has a pair of steals along with Andrew O'Donnell. Wesleyan has a total of 3 steals in this ballgame. So Nebraska Wesleyan not as three happy as we had anticipated. They've taken 11 threes out of 35 total field goals. Dort College taking shots at the rim. That was their game plan coming in. 16 of 25 from the floor for 64%. They've only taken 4 three-pointers and have made 1. Let's take a break and be back with a look at halftime scores from the conference right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Men's basketball halftime scores look like this. Dort leads Nebraska Wesleyan 45-44. Midland over Briarcliff 27-26. Morningside over Doan 47-33. Northwestern over Concordia 50-48. Women's basketball earlier today. Dort College came from behind to defeat Nebraska Wesleyan 73-63. Briarcliff nipped Midland 61-60. Morningside downed Doan in overtime 88-86. And it was Concordia over Northwestern, 90-80. Women's basketball standings in the conference. Morningside is 10-0. Concordia is 11-1. Briarcliff is 7-3. Hastings is 6-3. Doan is 5-4. Northwestern is 4-5, along with Dakota Wesleyan. Mount Marty is 3-7. Midland 2-7. Dort College 1-9. Nebraska Wesleyan 0-9 in conference play. On the men's side, Dakota Wesleyan is idle today and this weekend in terms of conference play. They do have a non-conference date, I believe, with Dakota State. Midland is 7-1. They're in action today against the Briarcliff Chargers, who are 7-2. Morningside is 6-3. They're on the road at Doan. Doan stands 3-5. Dort College is 5-4. Concordia is 5-6. Northwestern and Doan are 3-5. Hastings is 3-6. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-6. Mount Marty is 0-10. Schools that are idle this weekend, Mount Marty, in terms of conference play, I should say, Mount Marty, Hastings, and Dakota Wesleyan. National ratings, heavy on GPAC teams, 4 in the top 18 on the men's side of things. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Midland 8, Briarcliff 18, Morningside 12. Women's side, 3 teams in the top 19. Morningside and Concordia at 1-3, respectively. Hastings is number 19. Briarcliff is receiving votes in women's play. Dort College is receiving votes in men's play. Let's take a break. Be back with second half play in a moment. today's broadcast, made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Sumner, Terpstra, Rendles, Waltersdorf, and Den Herter. Of course, things have been a little bit more mix-and-match style. You go with matchups on a day like today, where you just simply try to go with maybe a matchup that is working better or a lineup that works better than another, and you're probably not quite as patient with seeing if that will work simply because this Wesleyan team can score points in a hurry. Couple of high points at halftime as well for both teams. Rendles with 20 first half points. Gieselman with 20 first half points for Wesleyan. And we start the second half of play. Byron Thompson over the basketball. Thompson limited in the first half by foul trouble. Wesleyan over the basketball on the right side. It goes to Thompson. Thompson looking down low. He passes instead over to Bardsley. Bardsley with it out front. Dort College a mismatch. They kick it right side, Thompson, Thompson, Gieselman. Gieselman drives in, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Dort College with a one-point lead. Rendles in the front court. Rendles puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson throws it over to Gieselman. Gieselman drives in, kicks it over to Thompson. Thompson, three, good. Byron Thompson with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 47-44. I beg your pardon, 47-45. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner with it. Sumner feeds it up front. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will drive in. Puts it up with a right hand. Good. Tyler with 4 points. We are tied up 47-47. Our first tie since the 18:32 mark of the first half when it was 5-5. Wesleyan basketball. Thompson. Thompson layup. Good. Byron Thompson with 5 points as they immediately get him into the action. After sitting for about 18 minutes in the first half, he's got five, averaging 10 points per ball game. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler drops it off for David Den Herter. Layup good. David Den Herter with 3 points off the assist from Waltersdorf. Back we come the other way. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball and a three by Bardsley. Bardsley with his first basket of the day, his first points for that matter, and the Dort College defenders trail 52-49. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles will drive in, dumps it off for Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play by Ruiz. Ruiz whistled for the personal with 18:14 remaining in the game, and David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. So Den Herter will shoot a pair, trying to cut it down to a one-point ball game. First free throw is good for Den Herter. He's got another one coming. 4 points now for Den Herter. That is foul number three on Ruiz. Second free throw by Den Herter is up, hangs on the rim and falls through. Checking into the ball game is Sampson. Checking out is Den Herter. Dort College back to within a point at 52-51. Second half starting much the way the contest began. Ruiz checks out of the ballgame. And checking into the game for Wesleyan. Well, this is Thompson. Thompson driving in. Right-handed layup is good. Thompson, 7 points. Energy to spare after sitting almost the entire first half. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with it. Gives it up. Waltersdorf out front. Rendles. Rendles back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic. Comes back over to Nate. Nate for the tie. Three. Good. Nathan Rendles with 23 points. We're tied at 54 all. 17:42 remaining. Thompson loses it in traffic. Picked up by Sampson. Comes back to Rendles. Rendles hesitates. Tries to dump it underneath, and it's tipped out of bounds by Thompson. It'll be Dort College basketball. 17:33 left to go in the game. We're tied 54-54. Rindles to throw it in. Rindles to toss it in. Still looking. And he will throw it. And it's tipped and controlled by Wesley. And Wesley in a run out for Bardsley. Bardsley layup good. Bardsley with 5 points. And Wesley in on the tip of the inbounds play gets a run out. And Wesley in leads it 56-54. Terpstra with the basketball on the left wing. Alex passes right side to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right side. Nathan passes back over to Terpstra, middle of the floor to Sampson. Sampson is fouled on the arm. And who's that going to go on? Now we'll go on Byron Thompson. That's his third with 17:06 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fenderwork, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. I beg your pardon, that's 722-2313. Dort College gets an inbounds play. The basket attempt by Walterstorff is short, no good. Coming back the other way, Thompson gets a basket to go, and he is fouled in the act of shooting, and Byron Thompson will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Nebraska Wesleyan's lead is back to 4 at 58-54. They've outscored Dort College 14-9 to start the second half, and the three-point play is complete, and Wesleyan leads at 59-56. Thompson now with 10 second-half points, and he got him in a hurry. Pass goes over to O'Donnell. He got him in 3 minutes and 10 seconds to be exact. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner looking down low to Thompson, to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play by Keithan Karn. Karn whistled for the personal with 16:42 left to play in the game. So free inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. Dort College has not gotten good inbounds plays. He gets it in to Sampson. Sampson in traffic, and he's going to be called for traveling. Dort College trails by 5. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 16:39 left to go in the game. Dort College has to string some stops together now, get back into it. Much like the start of the contest when they fell behind 12-7 and 17-11. Fought back and took the lead midway through the half. Ball's tipped by Sampson, picked up by Gieselman. Now Gieselman, busted play, he loses it. Picked up by Rindles. Here comes Dort College, down 5. Nathan with the basketball on the wing. Cross-court pass, gets it over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the right side. Sumner goes high post, Sampson. Sampson in the lane, his shot won't go down. Rebound is tipped and controlled by Stein. Stein with the basketball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Back over to Thompson. Thompson stops. Fires a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell down into the right corner. Comes back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. His shot won't go. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, a marked change from how the contest was called earlier today. You took it into the lane, you drew contact, you got to the free throw line. Right now, you're not getting to the free throw line. Inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. Rindles gets it in over the top, Sampson. Sampson in traffic, layup good. Leighton Sampson with 14 as he bulls his way to the hoop. Dort College down 59-56. Inbounding the basketball is Byron Thompson. Thompson now gets the return pass. He'll bring it up. 15:30 left to go in the game. Dort College down 3. Bardsley with the basketball. He gives it up high post to Gieselman. Gieselman left side, Bardsley. Bardsley gets a ball screen. Bardsley 15 feet from the hoop on the left elbow. Back to Thompson. 15 to shoot. Thompson in traffic. He dumps it into the corner. Bardsley. Bardsley 3. Good. Bardsley hits the three, but Thompson goes down on the play, and he looks like he twisted his ankle. They'll stop play for him. And if they stop play, he will have to check out of the ballgame, I believe. So a three-point play for Bardsley. Bardsley knocks it down from the right corner. He had eight first half. He has 8 points in the second half. Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 62-56. And Patrick Knoblaw will inbound the basketball. He gets it into Nathan Rindles. Rindles will bring it up. Dort College down six. Right side pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. O'Donnell back to Rindles. Rindles, top of the key, no-look pass underneath Sampson. Sampson, layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on number 32, Max Ritchie. Leighton Sampson will shoot two free throws with his team down six. 14 points this afternoon for Sampson. First free throw is up, no good. For Leighton today, he is 4-for-6 from the free throw line. He's a 67% free throw shooter, so that works out right to his season average from the, up to this point. Misses that one, though. Andor College trails by six. Wesleyan has the basketball and a chance to build on the six-point advantage. Stein with it out front. Stein, pass, taken away. Here comes Sampson. Sampson on the breakaway. He goes up and lays it down. Leighton Sampson with 16. And the defenders trail 62-58 on the steal by Sampson. Bardsley with it out front. Bardsley on the right wing. Bardsley passes over to Ritchie. Ritchie picks up his dribble. They go Gieselman. Gieselman layup good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Travis Gieselman averaging 14.6 points per game coming into the game. He's got 22 already, and he goes for the three-point play opportunity with the free throw on the way. Patrick Knoblaw checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf checks in. Knoblaw takes his second personal foul. 14:25 left to play in this game. Gieselman misses the free throw. It's 64-58, still a six-point ball game. Rindles into the front court. Rindles over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Rindles. Rindles to Terpstra. Looks like a zone applied here by Wesleyan. Into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath Sampson. Sampson puts it up. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point basket. He's got 18. Dort College trails 64-60. Wesleyan back the other way. Flipping it up off the rim. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball ahead. Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Puts it up. Shot is blocked by Stein. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan, ragtag basketball right now. It's loose, picked up by Gieselman. Gieselman drives into the lane, kick out past Bardsley, taken away by the defenders. Terpstra leads Rindles. Rindles layup, missed it, no good. He was bothered on the shot by Bardsley. Coming back the other way is Newby. Newby back to Bardsley. Bardsley three, stepped into it, shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College down four. Andrew O'Donnell tries to pass it off, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Right now, both teams, you talk about playing on the ragged edge. Both teams playing over the ragged edge. And Wesleyan calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KCO. 13-19 remaining in regulation. Dort College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 64-60. So Wesleyan exhausts their second time, well, beg your pardon, that's their first timeout. Dort College has used two. And Wesleyan will bring the basketball up. This is Paul Newby. Newby across the half-court stripe, working against O'Donnell. Looking for Gieselman, high post. The Gieselman has to come out near midcourt to get that ball. Gieselman gives it back to Bardsley. Bardsley shovels it back outside. Three for Stein. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Newby, though. Newby back over to Gieselman. Gieselman guarded there by Sampson. And I believe we had a travel called on Gieselman. Dort College is bringing a double team now when Gieselman puts the ball on the floor. Let's see if that affects his attack at all. Inbounding the basketball will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets it inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell's pass tipped, and he chases it down in the backcourt. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it in mid at the top of the key. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Zone defense applied by Wesleyan. Terpstra goes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Well, the rebound comes down to Gieselman. Gieselman gives it off to Newby. Newby with the basketball. Newby shot. No good. Rebound O'Donnell. And we've got a foul called on the rebound on Newby. Well, you're not getting the benefit of the doubt on the shots anymore. You have to get hit pretty hard to get to the free throw line. Wesleyan commits their fifth team foul. Dort College has been called for two. Rindles will bring the ball up the floor. Nathan into the front court. Zone defense applied by Wesleyan. They get it out front. Sumner. Sumner back to Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra high post. Walterstorff back over to Sumner. Dort College down four. Sumner picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Sumner. Sumner to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson, 20 points. Dort College trails 64-62. Wesleyan basketball. Max Ritchie. Ritchie to Stein. Stein working on Walterstorff. Lost it. Now picks it back up. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles into the front court. 11:43. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson in traffic. His shot no good. Fight for the basketball taken out by Gieselman. Gieselman with the ball. Gieselman up the floor. Gieselman. And he's fouled before the shot. That's going to go on Sumner. So Brian Sumner whistled for the personal with 11:28 left to go. So a long ways to go in this one. Oh, they're going to call that one on Walterstorff instead. Tyler picks up his third personal. 11:28 left to go in the contest. And getting free on the inbounds pass was Trey Kloster. He's got seven. And the defenders trail 66-62. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right side. Back over to Rindles. Rindles puts it up. Short shot. Good. Nathan Rindles with 25 points. Dort College back to within two. 66-64. Newby to Bardsley. Bardsley with it on the right wing. Bardsley looking down low. Instead comes out on the perimeter to Kloster. Kloster to Gieselman. And Gieselman is fouled on the play. Who's it going to go on? I certainly hope it goes on Sampson. It's not. It's on Walterstorff. Walterstorff picks up foul number four, and Pat Nabla will check into the ballgame. Throwing the ball in will be Bardsley. Team foul number four on the defenders. That one's costly, though. Going to go without Tyler for a while now. Gieselman is tied up on the play as Patrick Nabla comes over on the double team and ties up Gieselman in the process. Byron Thompson is back in the game for Wesleyan, and this is his first trip back onto the floor since leaving with a twisted ankle. Dort College trails 66-64. Bardsley to throw it in. Bardsley triggering. Bardsley, they get it in to Stein, and Stein is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Leighton Sampson. That's his first with 10:49 remaining. Stein will go to the free throw line where he is 6 for 22 this year. So Stein, a 27% free throw shooter. First one on the way is up, and that one goes straight through. Didn't look like a 27% free throw shooter there. He's got another one on the way trying to make it a four-point ball game. Spins it. The right-handed free throw is up, and that one's straight through as well. How is he 6 for 22 this season? Because those two went straight through. 68-64, Wesleyan leads by four. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout Wesleyan, back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball trailing by four are the defenders. 10:48 left to go in the game. Long ways to go in this one, but Dort College is going to have to play a substantial portion of this ball game without Tyler Walterstorff now on the foul on the bench with four fouls. Brian Sumner on the reversal. Back top of the key, Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Nothing there. Lobs it over to Sumner. Sumner gives it underneath. That was Rindles instead. Over to Sampson. Sampson with 22 points. Dort College trails 66-68. Stein with the basketball out front. Stein, they give it to Gieselman. Gieselman hands it off to Bardsley. Bardsley in traffic. Back over to Gieselman. Gieselman, three ball, good. Travis Gieselman with 25. Dort College trails 71-66. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles, right side, Sumner. Sumner back to Rindles. Rindles, deep right corner. Rindles in the air, back over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, short, no good from the corner. Rebound taken away by Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. He comes back over to Bardsley. Bardsley with it on the wing. Bardsley driving in. Scoops it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson ahead, intended for Rindles, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Not much about this game has felt right for the Dort College defenders. They've been outscored in the second half, 27-21. That translates into a one-point advantage turning into a five-point deficit, and now Wesleyan can increase the lead. Wesleyan has led by as many as six on a few different occasions tonight. The Dort College has led by as many as five on a few different occasions, all those differences coming in the first half. Wesleyan with the basketball, Ruiz. Ruiz guarded there by Taylor Feenstra, who just checked in. They go over to Stein. Stein, a three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Nabla in the corner. Nabla against Thompson, and Nabla will bring it up. He passes over to Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes into the corner. Sumner, Sumner, three, good. Brian Sumner with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 71-69. Timeout, Dort College. Well, no timeout. I had thought Coach Ross Dahma called for a timeout. There was a stoppage in play. And now 9 minutes left to go in the contest. Wesleyan has the basketball. They go high post, Ruiz. Ruiz to Thompson, kicks it right corner instead. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Over to Nabla. Nabla into the front court. Nobody guards him. Nabla across the timeline. He goes right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball at the top of the key. Rindles back left side, Sumner for the lead. Bang, bang, bang! Brian Sumner back-to-back threes, and the defenders lead 72-71. First lead since the early moments of the second half. With it out front is Trey Kloster. Kloster to Bardsley. Bardsley driving in, scoops it up with the right hand. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner ahead to Rindles. Rindles doesn't have the numbers. He doesn't care. He takes it in. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Byron Thompson. Thompson has just picked up his fourth personal. And Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College did not take many threes in the first half. They have not taken many in the second half, but Brian Sumner has just hit a couple. So two free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles, trying to extend the one-point lead, and he does with a made free throw. 26 now for Rindles. Pending another free throw, and Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Prairie Wolves. Back with more after this. 2nd free throw on the way for Nathan Rindles is up and through. Rindles now with 27, closing in on a career high. Dort College leads 74-71. Bardsley goes high post to Ruiz. Ruiz with the basketball. They give it to Stein. Stein layup good. Stein cuts it down to 74-73 with the reverse layup on the back cut. He's got 4 points. Rindles with the basketball. Passes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes back over to Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian picks up his dribble, comes back to Rindles, and Rindles is fouled on the play by Byron Thompson, and Thompson is just fouled out. He did not get there in time, in the estimation of the official, and Byron Thompson will foul out of the game with 7:37 remaining, and he leaves with 10 points. So Rindles will go back to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Sampson with a career high already as well. He's got 22. Dort College leads 74-72. I don't think the scoreboard's right. So free throw, and now they've got it up there, 74-73. So 74-73 is the correct score. Rindles makes the free throw to make it 75-73. A second free throw coming to make it a three-point ball game. And Rindles' free throw is up and through. So Rindles makes them both. And it's back to a three-point ball game, 76-73. Rindles now with 29 points. Bardsley with the basketball. They go back door again. Shot blocked by O'Donnell. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Andrew O'Donnell with a blocked shot. On the back cut, they tried to go to the well again, and that time Paul Newby had his reverse layup blocked out of bounds by Andrew O'Donnell. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Nabla will bring it up for Dort College. Patrick across half court. He goes right side, Brian Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Rindles. Rindles to Brian. Brian, three, get in there. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Nabla. Nabla back outside. Rindles. Rindles thought about the three, decides against it. He drives into the lane, nothing there. Back to O'Donnell. 7 minutes remaining in the contest. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Sumner back out front. Rindles, 20 to shoot. Rindles in the lane. His short jumper on the rim, good. 31 for Rindles. Dort College leads 78-73. Dort College with a five-point lead. Still a lot of time left. Three-point answering, yes. No, just a two. They say his foot was on the line. Keithan Karn, a long two. And the Dort College defender lead is three, 78-75. Coming back the other way, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, spin move, two players around him. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell can't finish, but he's fouled. Both teams look gassed right now. Both teams dead on their feet. Dort College makes it to the bonus here, and it'll be two free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 1 point so far tonight. Need a couple of free throws here for the freshman from Sioux Center. This one's up and good. That one's straight through, no doubt. And another one on the way for O'Donnell. Trying to give Dort College a five-point cushion. Checking out of the ballgame, Ruiz and Stein for Wesley. And we'll get you the Dort College lineup right now. Sumner, Rindles, O'Donnell, Sampson, and Terpstra. Second free throw by O'Donnell is good. He's got 3 points. Dort College leads 80-75. Coming back the other way, Newby. Newby to Bardsley. Bardsley puts it up in traffic. Who's the foul going to go on? Well, they're going to call it on O'Donnell. From my vantage point, he didn't play it badly, but in my opinion, not the one that matters. And free throws on the way for Bardsley, a 73% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 1 today. He'll shoot 2. First one is no good. He's 0 for 2 now from the charity stripe. Another free throw on the way for Bardsley. Dort College leads 80-75. Second free throw, no dribble. This one's up and good. So Bardsley with 10 by my count. Dort College leads 80-76. Rindles in the backcourt. Two players around him. He finds O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives to Sampson. Sampson off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Horses it up again. Good! Leighton Sampson bulldogging down low. He's got 12 in the second half. 24 for the ballgame. Dort College leads by 6. Steal by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College, 3-on-2. O'Donnell splits the defense. Lays it up good. Andrew O'Donnell with 5 points. Dort College leads 84-76. Dort College with an 8-point cushion and answering with the 3 is Keithan Karn. Karn with 16. Just when you think you've got some room to breathe, Nebraska Wesleyan comes back and cuts it to 5. Dort College basketball. Rindles with it across the timeline. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Rindles. 5:17 remaining. Pass down low. Sampson. Sampson off of the glass. Another two for Sampson. Leighton Sampson with 14 in the second half. 26 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 86-79, timeout, Dort College. Nebraska Wesleyan played Northwestern earlier this year. That was before Christmas break. And that was a wild one in Orange City at the Boltman Center, 109-102. And talking to my friends at Northwestern, they said it was an entertaining game to watch. This was no one with more than a spectators' interest in the game. Coaches and players will tell you it was awful. But they said Northwestern would take control. And they get up 6 or 9, and back Wesleyan would come with 2 or 3 threes to get back into it. Highly entertaining to watch, but it gives coaches gray hair. Dort College leads it now 86-79. Wesleyan has the basketball. Game reset. 8 fouls on the Prairie Wolves, 6 on the defenders. 3 timeouts for both teams. Foul trouble. Wesleyan has 1 player with 3 on the floor. That is Keevan Karn. No one else with more than 2. For Dort College, you've got Tyler Walterstorff on the bench with 4. No one else with more than 2 on the floor. Pass goes high post with the basketball is Clausen. Clausen back over to Bardsley. Bardsley kick out pass. Gieselman. Gieselman 3. Swish. Well, there you go. 28 points for Gieselman. It's 86-82. Dort College by 4. Sumner with the basketball to Terpstra. Terpstra up the sideline. Right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball looking for Sampson down low. Instead, he'll give it back to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner, lob pass down low to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. The foul's going to go on Clausen as he refuses to give up the easy bucket, and Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And the way Sampson has been playing, I would take that trade-off if you're Nebraska Wesleyan. You'd much rather see him shooting free throws than layups. First free throw for the freshman from Worthington. In and out, no good. It's a 4-point ball game, 86-82. Tyler's going to check into the ballgame. Brian Sumner will check out. Long ways from home in this one. 86-82, Dort College by 4. 4:31 to play. Clock can't wind down fast enough. Second free throw by Sampson is good, so he makes 1 of 2. He's got 15 second-half points, 27 for the ballgame. 87-82, Dort College by 5. Gieselman with the basketball, guarded by Walterstorff. He's going to go right at Walterstorff. Spin moves, lost it, picks it back up. Three-pointer on the way, Stein, good. Now, I beg your pardon, that was Stein. I thought it was Newby maybe, but it was Stein. Stein with his first three. Dort College leads 87-85. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles, double-teamed. Rindles back over to Terpstra, that is. Terpstra down to the baseline. Terpstra, back it comes Walterstorff. Into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back outside Sampson. Sampson with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles, Terp, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bardsley on the wing. Ball stolen by Terpstra. Terpstra, player on his hip, lays it up with the right hand, good. Steal by Terpstra, bucket by Terpstra. It's a two-possession ball game. Doesn't mean much right now, though. 89-85, 3:27 remaining. Gieselman wants a clear out. Walterstorff guarding him. They go high post. Back over to Gieselman. Gieselman shot, partially blocked. Rebound, Terp. Terpstra takes down the rebound. 3:12 remaining. Into the front court, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. They stab at it. Picked it off momentarily. Rindles now floater in the lane. How did he get it off? He gets the shot to go. Dort College by 6. 91-85. Wesleyan basketball, Bardsley. Bardsley out front. Trey Bardsley with it in between the circles. They pass high post, Clausen. Clausen against Sampson, and Sampson blocks it, but they call a foul on him. Nolan Clausen will go to the free throw line where he's 1 for 2 today. For Nathan Rindles, 2, 4, 6, 10, 13, 33 points for Rindles today by my count. Free throws on the way for Clausen. Clausen, 1 point today. That came on a 1-for-2 trip to the free throw line earlier today. That one's up and down. 91-86. Dort College unable to shake this Nebraska Wesleyan crew. 2:49 left to go in the game. Another free throw on the way for Clausen. This one's up, and it's good as well. So he makes them both. It's a 4-point ball game. Rindles in the backcourt. Gets it to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff through the legs, dribble, passes over to Rindles. Rindles splits the defense. Here comes Nathan. Kick out pass Sumner. Sumner to Tyler. Tyler, ball fake, back over to Brian. Brian Sumner with the basketball, back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets a step. Gets it off to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled again, and Nolan Clausen commits the personal with 2:31 left to go. And again, you'd rather have Sampson shooting free throws than layups if you're Nebraska Wesleyan. And that time, the Husky freshman got fouled on his way up. He's going to shoot two more. Free throw on the way for Sampson is up. That one's good. Sampson, for a post player, you typically don't think of them as great free throw shooters. He's 67% for the season. I believe he is 6-for-9 now. 7-of-10. Nope, 7-of-11, beg your pardon. North College leads 93-87. Ball's down on the floor, tipped out of bounds, last touch by North College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball, 2:28 left to go in the game. North College wants a stop. Wesleyan needs a bucket, and they've hit a couple big threes here recently. Bardsley with it out front. Bardsley with the basketball. Karn, three, no good. Rebound, Walterstorff with the basketball. Secures the rebound, passes it over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Nathan to Sumner. Sumner decides against the three ball. Back over to Nathan. Rindles shakes left, drives into the lane, lost it on the way up. It's picked up by Walterstorff. Walterstorff back to Rindles. Rindles, open three, no good. Rebound, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, tips it in, is taken back by Rindles. North College has a fresh 35 to work with, and Coach Ross Dalma says, I want a timeout, and he gets it. There were three players tiptoeing along the baseline. North College will use a full-length timeout with a fresh 35-second shot clock. 1:54 left to go in the game. Let's take a break. I want to gather my thoughts, and we'll be back right after this.
The clap.
Nathan Rindles to inbound the basketball. Tough spot to inbound. It is right where the baseline and sideline intersect. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff fakes the handoff, drives down to the block. Nothing there. Comes back up front. Rindles, 28 to shoot now. Rindles with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Walterstorff spin move. Has it picked away from him. Coming back the other way, Bardsley. Bardsley pinned in the corner. Comes away to Gieselman. Gieselman puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and I believe that's going to go on Walterstorff. Tyler's done. Tyler Walterstorff fouls out of the ballgame with 1:30 remaining. He fouls out with 4 points. This was not his type of game in terms of the offensive end. Alex Terpstra will check in. Sador College goes with Terpstra, Rindles, O'Donnell, Sampson, and Sumner. Gieselman, first free throw is good. Gieselman now two for five. He has 29 points. Dort College leads 93-88. Second free throw is up and through as well, and Wesleyan will show pressure defense. O'Donnell in the backcourt gets it away to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles on the right sideline. Ahead it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, and he shovels it back over to Sumner. Dort College by four, 93-89. Rindles with the basketball. He comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Alex with the basketball. Comes back over to Sumner. 14 to shoot. 107 remaining. Sumner gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Spins. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. But there for the putback is Sampson. Sampson with a two-point basket. He's got 19. Dort College leads 95-89. Still a two-possession ball game. And a timeout on the floor charged to Wesleyan with 51.2 seconds remaining. Dort College, two players over 30 points. Rindles 33, Sampson 31. You exploit the mismatches where you have them. And tonight, it has been at point guard offensively for Dort College. And in the post, where Sampson has just been a load to stop. He's got 21 in the second half. And actually, he's left some points on the table as he's missed four free throws, one of them the front end of a 1-1. We won't dwell on that, though. Right now it is Dort College leading by six, 95-89, and Dort College trying to get the sweep of Nebraska Wesleyan here at the Snyder Arena. Earlier today, it was the Defender women coming from behind at halftime to win by 10, 73-63. That was a game that started poorly for the Defenders, and then they got going in the second half. Here in this one, Dort College led by one at halftime, 45-44, but trailed by as many as six in the second half. They were still down 64-60 with 13:19 remaining and 68-64 near the midpoint of the second half. Wesleyan led 71-66 before back-to-back three-pointers by Brian Sumner turned that five-point deficit into a one-point advantage. Dort College has led by as many as six, and that's where they lead right now. Beg your pardon. They were up by seven at one point, 86-79. Wesleyan has shown the ability, though, to hit the key three, and look for that on an inbounds play here. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Dort College is in the double bonus at the free throw line. Wesleyan in the 1-1. Bardsley with the basketball at midcourt. Sumner guarding him. They pass it to Gieselman. Gieselman driving in, puts it up, layup good. Gieselman with a two-point bucket, so they go for the two. And now Wesleyan uses up one of their two remaining timeouts. Gieselman with 32 points. Dort College 95, Wesleyan 91, 42.3 seconds remaining. Timeout Wesleyan, back with more.
You're investing
in Dort College basketball. Wesleyan calls a timeout. They've got one left, 42.3 seconds remaining. I'm curious how long Nebraska Wesleyan will go without committing a foul. They can score points in a hurry. There's no doubt about that. Right now it is a two-possession ball game. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball. Sumner gets it into Rindles. Rindles heads up the floor. Rindles trapped in the backcourt. Gets it away to Sumner. Sumner back to Terpstra. Terpstra up the right sideline, and Terpstra is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bardsley, and that's number three on him. 35.2 seconds left, and Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Terp does not get to the free throw line much. An opportunity to put Dort College up six if he can make them both. He's got two. Sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, with 9 points today. That one's short, no good. Three twos and a three. 35.2 seconds remaining. Looks like this one's going to go down to the buzzer as well, just like Wednesday night did. Second free throw for Terpstra is up. That one spins through. He's got 10, and the defenders lead by 5, 96-91. Into the front court, Bardsley. Bardsley driving in, dumps it into the corner. Wesleyan with the basketball. O'Donnell guards him. This is Bardsley. Bardsley layup, good. Bardsley with a reverse layup. Wesleyan with another timeout. It's a 96-93 ball game. Wesleyan elects to go without the three. Instead, they go with the two. They took what they could get. And with 21.3 seconds left, Dort College leads 20 by three, 96-93. And they've put themselves in a position where a turnover and a three ties it. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England, Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 96-93, Dort College by three. Dort College will be inbounding the basketball underneath the basket when we resume play. Again for Wesleyan, they've got two players with three fouls, nobody with four. Dort College has no one with more than two fouls on the floor. Sumner, O'Donnell, Terpstra, Rindles, and Sampson on the floor. For Wesleyan, Stein, Gieselman, Karn, Newby, and Trey Bardsley. Inbounding will be Brian Sumner. Sumner gets it into Rindles. Rindles in the backcourt, and Rindles is fouled. So Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. You got the ball to the player who you wanted to get it to. Makes one, it's a two-possession ball game. He makes both, it's a five-point contest. Rindles today, 8 for 8 from the charity stripe. He's got 33 points. And that one's up and in and out, no good. Looked like it was straight down, and it pops back out. Another one on the way. Wesleyan is out of timeouts. Second free throw on the way for Nathan. This one's up and good. So he makes one of two. He doesn't miss two in a row very often. Dort College leads 97-93. Let's see what Wesleyan does. They're out of timeouts. They pass it over to Karn. Karn to Bardsley. Bardsley puts it up. And a foul called on the play against O'Donnell. And Bardsley will go to the free throw line to shoot three. I had thought O'Donnell blocked it cleanly, but instead, Bardsley will now go to the free throw line with a chance to cut the lead down to one with three made free throws. Bardsley tonight, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points. First free throw is up and good. He can make it a 1-point ball game. It's 97-94 right now. He's got two more coming. Second free throw on the way for Bardsley. This one's up and good. So it's a 2-point game. And he has now made three in a row for the game, and he makes that one. It's a 1-point ball game, 97-96. Dort College basketball, 10.5 seconds remaining. Wesleyan will set up full court pressure defense. If they don't get a steal, they'll commit a foul immediately. Sumner gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, and Rindles is fouled in the backcourt. 9.1 seconds left. Nathan Rindles to shoot two free throws. He can make it a 3-point lead again for Dort College. 9.1 remaining. So Nathan Rindles to shoot two. Wesleyan is out of timeouts. So Rindles, first free throw on the way. He is up, in and out, no good. That changes how you approach this last 9 seconds. If he makes all both of them, you instead have an opportunity to foul. Now you've got to play it straight up, no matter the outcome here. Second free throw for Rindles is up, and that one's good. So Rindles makes one of two. Wesleyan basketball, 8 seconds left. Into the front court with it is Bardsley. Bardsley lays it up and with 3 seconds left, ties it up. 98-98. Bardsley took it the length of the floor. Dort College was not going to commit a foul. And with 3.3 seconds remaining, Dort College will have it length of the floor in front of them, tied up 98-98. Now Dort College does have one timeout remaining. And they can get it to midcourt maybe and call a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're deadlocked. First time we are tied since it was 54-54. 3.3 seconds left to go. Dort College talking over strategy in their coaches' huddle. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. So we're tied 98-98. Dort College drawing up a play in the huddle. And again, if they can throw it to midcourt, they can call a timeout. They've got one left. So Wesleyan coming back from down 96-93 with 21 seconds left, and Dort College unable to convert enough free throws to salt it away. And that's how you end up in a 98-98 deadlock with 3.3 seconds remaining. Sumner to inbound the basketball. I doubt if we'll have a foul call in this one. Rindles with it at midcourt. 2 seconds left. Puts up the runner. It's off the mark. No good. And that's the end of regulation. Our score, Wesleyan 98, Dort College 98. Back with overtime right after this. Put a fresh 5 minutes up on the board. Dort College for the game, 26 of 37 from the free throw line, 70.3%. 59.6% on their field goals. Wesleyan, by comparison, 53.7% from the floor, 66.7% on the free throw line. They're 10 for 25 on threes. Dort College is 4 of 11. Dort College has two players over 30. Rendles and Sampson have 35 and 31 each. Gieselman has 32. Opening tap controlled by Wesleyan. So Wesleyan over the basketball and the momentum, it seems. Right side it goes to Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. Bardsley feeds it off right side. Karn. Karn to Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman's going to drive in. Puts it up. Layup good. Gieselman with 34. And the Dort College defenders trail 100-98. Rindles in the backcourt. Sumner. Sumner across the timeline. Gets it back over to Nathan. Nathan into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson out front. Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra bouncing his step. Drives in. Layup right hand. Left side good. 12 points for Terpstra. We're tied 100-100. Karn with it to Stein. Stein with the basketball. Stein gives it up. Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Flips it to Bardsley. Bardsley layup good. Bardsley with a two-point basket. He's got 16. Dort College trails 102-100. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra diagonal pass over to Sumner. Back over to Brian Sumner. Sumner with it right side. Terpstra. Terpstra into the corner. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. In traffic. Off of the glass. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Picked up by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Collision down low and they don't call the whistle. Here's Bardsley. Bardsley driving in. Layup good. Bardsley with 18 all in the second half and overtime, and Wesleyan has opened up a 104-100 advantage. Into the front court with it is Rindles. Rindles to Sumner and a foul called in the trap against Nebraska Wesleyan. Karn whistled for the personal. 3:17 remaining in overtime. Wesleyan 104, Dort College 100. So two free throws coming here for Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 35 points today. First one is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Dort College trailing 104-101. Second free throw on the way for Rindles. This one's up and good. So Rindles makes them both. 37 for Rindles. Dort College trails 104-102. Karn driving in. Lost it. And they call a foul. Rindles whistled for the personal. I thought they were going to call a travel, but instead Karn will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's foul number three on Rindles. He picked up two in the first half. Now picks up this one with 3:10 left in overtime, the first overtime session. Karn's two free throws. First one is up and through. 17 for Karn. 102-105. Wesleyan in front pending another free throw. Both teams have another timeout here in the extra session. Karn makes both free throws. He's got 18. And the defenders trail 106-102. 3:08 remaining in the overtime. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner in the backcourt. Sumner back over to Rindles. Rindles underneath Terpstra. Terpstra had a man open underneath. Instead, gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Bryan with the basketball. Puts it on the floor. Picks up his dribble. Trapped. Gets it away, Sampson. Sampson, Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. Foul on the play called on Nebraska Wesleyan and number 24 that time. 23. That's going to be Travis Gieselman. He picks up his second personal. Rindles will go to the free throw line for two more. 2:43 left to go in overtime. Rindles' first free throw is up and through. 38 for Rindles, and the Dort College defenders trail 106-103. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. This one's up and good as well. 106-104, Dort College trailing by two. Rindles with 39. Wesleyan with the basketball, Bardsley. Bardsley, they go to Gieselman. Gieselman spins into the lane, puts it up. Right-handed shot is good. Gieselman with 36. Dort College trails 108-106. to 104. Rendell's with the basketball in the backcourt. Nathan with it on the right side. Gives it underneath Sampson. Sampson too strong with the shot. No good. But a player came in from out of bounds for Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball back. So the player for Wesleyan, and Sampson, that was probably as good a look at a shot as he has had all night. And he was just too strong off of the backboard. Ball's inbounded. Sampson. Sampson back over to Terpstra. Terpstra sizes up a three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan, and they can take a stranglehold on it now. 2:05 left to go in the game. Gieselman driving in. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Gieselman will go to the free throw line for two. Gieselman with 36. Sampson picks up his third, and Gieselman, who's a 78% free throw shooter, who is 2-for-6 tonight from the, 3-for-6 from the free throw line, he'll shoot two. First one is off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Gieselman. 2:01 left to play, still plenty of time left. 4-point ball game, and now a 5-point game. 109 to 105, 104 that is. Gieselman, unofficially, I have him with 37, but he doesn't have game honors. Rendles gets the return pass. He's on the right side, double teamed. Rendles gets it away to O'Donnell, and Dort College calls a timeout. Dort College calls for a timeout, a full length timeout. Back with more after this. 109-104, Nebraska Wesleyan. Leading Dort College. Dort College with the basketball on the far sideline. Inbounding will be Terpstra. Terpstra looking. And he gets it into the backcourt to Rendles. Rendles with the ball, brings it up against Bardsley. Dort College needs a bucket. Doesn't need to be three, but they do need to score. Sumner with the basketball. Kick out Terpstra. Terpstra in the corner. Back over to Sumner. Sumner's three off the mark. No good. And a foul called on the rebound. And after some of the contact that we have seen tonight, they call a relatively light foul on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal with 1:33 left in the overtime. And Stein can now extend it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College looks fatigued right now. Let's see if they can get some energy back for the final 1:33. First free throw by Stein is up and through. Stein, Nebraska Wesleyan, a little more energy, and that is not uncommon. You get the lead at this point, and you don't think about being tired. Second free throw on the way for Stein. And he makes it. He's got nine. Dort College trails 111-104. Rendles for the basketball, poked away by Stein. Picked back up by Rendles. Rendles for the basketball, open floor. Passes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, and the putback is Sampson. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got 33. Dort College trails by five, 111-106. Gieselman with the basketball in the backcourt. Bardsley. Bardsley passes off to Keith and Karn. Karn with the basketball. Karn with it. Karn gives it off to Bardsley. 102 remaining. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. Bardsley with the basketball. Bardsley drives in. Kick out Karn. Karn, three, missed it, no good. Rebound O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play. Dort College catches a break. They can make up some ground with the clock stopped. O'Donnell got fouled on the rebound. Prairie Wolves lead 111-106. Andrew O'Donnell to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 4 points for O'Donnell. I beg your pardon, five for the ball game. 3-for-4 from the free throw line. First free throw is off the mark, no good, left it short. Nabla checks in. Sampson will check out. That was foul number four, by the way, on Paul Newby with 51.9 seconds left. That came on a rebound. Second free throw by O'Donnell is good, so O'Donnell makes one of two. He's got 6 points, and the defenders trail 107-111. Wesleyan basketball. They pass it up the floor. With it is Newby, and Newby is fouled in as he has it across the timeline. Newby has not scored today. He'll shoot two. Rendles whistled for his fourth personal. 43 seconds left. So Newby can extend the lead. 4-point difference right now, 111 to 107. First free throw is up and good. Newby with his first point of the game, averaging 3.5 points per contest. 112 to 107, another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well, 113 to 107. Newby makes both free throws. Rindles with the basketball, spin move across half court. Hands it off to Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped by Rindles, 30 seconds left, and that's going to just about do it unless Dort College can catch a break or two here, and that means missed free throws. Dort College does not get a bucket on that end. Then a foul called on the play on the rebound, and Bardsley will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he is 4 for 5, make that 4 for 6 from the free throw line. He had a miss in the first half. First free throw by Bardsley is up and through. He's got another one coming. 114 to 107, Wesleyan in front. Second free throw on the way is up and good. 115 to 107, Bardsley makes both free throws. And a foul called in the backcourt against Wesleyan and Paul Newby. And he fouls out of the ball game with 2 points. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. .115 to .107, Dort College down 8, 28.6 seconds remaining in this one. Wesleyan definitely in control in the driver's seat. Dort College had their opportunities, but just enough missed free throws left the door open. And Wesleyan has the advantage, 115 to 107 here in Lincoln. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. This will be the 17th and 18th free throw shot for Rindles tonight. He makes that one. He's made all but two of them. This will be his 18th try. He's got an even 40 now for a career high. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Rindles makes them both. He's got 41 points. Dort College trails 115 to 109. Stein throws down a dunk on the back end. He's got 11. And Wesleyan's going to win this ballgame. 117 to 109, 20 seconds left. Sumner driving in, layup good. Right-handed layup by Brian Sumner. It's a 6-point ballgame. Well, this one's not over yet. Maybe I called it just a shade early. Sumner with 10. Dort College trails 117 to 111. Get some missed free throws and you make some shots, you still got a chance. There's still some time. I thought there was less time than there was. There's 18.2 seconds remaining. Obviously, Wesleyan's in the driver's seat, but not beyond the realm of possibilities for Dort College to catch some breaks. And as I said earlier, that is missed free throws right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. 117-111, Wesleyan in front with a basketball. Dort College will have to commit a foul almost immediately. Nick Stein will throw it in. That is if you don't get a steal. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded. And fouled on the play is Max Ritchie. And Ritchie will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Ritchie, two free throws so far tonight. 2 for 2. 7 of 13 coming into the ballgame. 54%. 16.5 seconds remaining. Free throw on the way by Ritchie is up and good. And that's a big one. It turns it into a 3-possession ballgame. Another one on the way. He's got 3 points. Pending the second free throw, 118 to 111. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College, 15 seconds left. Sumner into the front court. Kicks it over to Rindles. Rindles fouled on the play, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot three. Nathan Rindles with three free throws on the way. 9.1 seconds left. So if Rindles can make them all, it'll still be a four-point ball game. I'm guessing he'll make two and then miss the third intentionally, if he can make the first two, that is. Free throw is up and good. Rindles has now made 7 of 7 free throws in the overtime. North College trails 118-112. Now 113 as Rindles makes both free throws. Let's see if he misses this one intentionally. Taylor Feenster in the ball game, and you've got to hit the rim. He did not. He threw it off of the glass. Sometimes those little things come back to get you, and that's one where you don't know the rule that it has to touch the rim. You get caught up in the moment. And with 8.3 seconds left, Wesleyan inbounds the basketball to Trey Bardsley. Bardsley is fouled immediately. He'll shoot two free throws with 8.3 seconds left, and his team up 5, 118-113. Rindles with 43 points. But unless something odd happens here, it will not be enough. 119-113 as Bardsley makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 21 points for Bardsley. Now 22. He makes them both. And there's a timeout on the floor. 120-113, Dort College. Down 7. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesley, and back with more after this. And Rindles gets the inbounds pass, tries to pass it over to Sumner, and that's the ball game as it's taken away by Gieselman. And that's the end of the game. Our final, Nebraska Wesleyan 120, Dort College 113. Nebraska Wesleyan executes down the stretch.
And you're made in his image.
And the Dort College defenders unable to keep up with Nebraska Wesleyan in overtime as they get outscored 22-15 in the overtime period to lose 120-113. We'll take a look at the numbers. They're staggering. When we come back after our time, our post-game timeout, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's game right after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders come up short in overtime, 120-113 to Nebraska Wesleyan. A game that was tied 98-98 at the end of regulation. Wesleyan takes control midway through the second overtime, and Dort College unable to make up the ground at the end. 120-113, and Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room rather quickly, so we will talk to him first, then we will get to the numbers, and then we will wrap things up with a look at the scoreboard from across the conference. Coach Dalma, the team did a lot of the things that you wanted them to do in stretches tonight, but overall just too many stretches where you didn't get done with some of those keys for your ball that you went into this contest saying that you had to take care of.
Mike, I thought our kids showed a lot of spirit. I thought they really played with a heart and determination and effort. I thought the guys were collectively together on the same page mentally. We knew it was a unique team. I mean, we really did everything to fight and give ourselves a chance. We had a four-point lead with 11 seconds to go. Got to finish off that game in regulation, and made a few mistakes down the stretch. A couple missed free throws, and a situation where we gave them some free throws there to creep back in it, and didn't stop Gieselman and Bardsley in the second half at all. And then the same could be said with Rentals and Sampson, who were outstanding for us as well. But we had the game where we needed it to be. We just needed to finish the thing off in regulation, and that's probably the thing that's really etched in our mind at this point in time.
What was it about the matchups with Rindles and Sampson that allowed them to have the success that they did offensively this evening?
Well, Layton, he's just a tough matchup, and when he's really determined, he can do some good things. They didn't maybe have the post presence defensively. On the flip side, Gieselman was a tough matchup for us, so that was tough. As far as Nathan, he just gets the second level of the defense so well, and I thought we did a good job of getting him to that. He did a great job of finishing and doing some things there. I thought he played really hard. I thought he played under control for as much as they were pressing him to play faster and make mistakes. He had an outstanding game, but in 38 minutes he only committed 5 turnovers as well. So that's really good against as much pressure as he saw. So those two guys were outstanding. And we had other guys that contributed well, but shoot, you just got to finish these games off, Mike, and we had that opportunity, and we didn't do that.
I really don't know what more to add to that, as it felt like you had it at the end of regulation. Now you have to look forward to returning and facing a Northwestern team that won in overtime over Concordia by 2, and you're going to play them in Orange City on Wednesday, and then you come back and you face Doane College at home on Saturday. So midpoint of the conference season, really, obviously, you want her to be 6-4. You're sitting 5-5. And it's time to, I don't know if regroup is the right word, but maybe refocus and get ready for the next round of games.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be very difficult for us. And these are games that we have to have, you know, and we think we play well enough to be able to secure the win. And we weren't able to, which is frustrating. And we've got to be able to put it in the back of our mind, because things really multiply quickly to the negative if you're not unable to do that. So we have to show some maturity and some resiliency and keep fighting and keep finding ways to try to come out on top.
It's Coach Ross Dahm. I'll let you go, and we'll catch up with you on the bus here in a few minutes.
Thank you, Mike.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back taking a look at the numbers and a look at the scoreboard from the conference right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. Here are the numbers. North College 37-66 from the floor, 56.1%. 4 for 15 on threes, 26.7%. 35-48 from the free throw line, 72.9%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 41-73 from the floor, 56.2%. 10-26 on the threes, 38.5%. 28-38 from the free throw line for 73.7%. North College had a slight rebounding advantage, 36-34. Both teams had 9 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, Dort College 14, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. Individually, Nathan Rindles, 43 points, easily a career high, and I believe the highest point total we've had at Dort College since Trevor Waltersdorf scored in the 40s, his junior season, so work the math out, but that was in a game against, I believe, Trinity Christian. Rindles, 12 of 20 from the floor, 18 for 21 on free throws. 33 for Leighton Sampson, 13 of 19 from the floor, 7 of 11 on free throws. 12 points for Alex Terpstra, 10 for Brian Sumner. 6 for Andrew O'Donnell, 5 for David Denherter, 4 for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf limited to 20 minutes with foul trouble today. Rebounding for Dort College, 7 for Leighton Sampson, 5 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Brian Sumner, 4 for Alex Terpstra and Patrick Nabla. Rindles had 5 assists for the defenders, 3 each for Waltersdorf and O'Donnell. Also 3 steals for Leighton Sampson and Andrew O'Donnell today. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 37 points for Travis Gieselman, 15 of 20 from the floor, 3 for 5 on threes, 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 24 points for Trey Bardsley, all of his came in the second half. He was 7 of 12 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes, 8 for 10 on free throws. 18 points for Keithan Karn, 7 of 12 from the floor, 11 for Nick Stein, 10 for Byron Thompson. He was limited to 10 minutes of playing time today. He also had significant foul trouble before fouling out. Blake Ruiz had 5 points, 7 for Trey Kloster, 3 each for Max Ritchie and Nolan Clausen, and 2 for Paul Newby. Travis Gieselman had 9 rebounds, Nick Stein had 5, 4 for Paul Newby, 2 for Blake Ruiz. Assists, Trey Bardsley had 7, Byron Thompson had 5, 3 for Paul Newby, Blake Ruiz, and Travis Gieselman. Gieselman also credited with a steal. Trey Bardsley had 2, and Nick Stein had 2. Dort College slips to 13-6 overall, 5-5 in the conference for Nebraska Wesleyan. They are 6-8 overall, 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have now won 4 games in a row, 3 in the league. GPAC scores from today. Northwestern over Concordia in overtime, 108-106. Morningside over Doan, 90-74. Briarcliff holds on in Fremont, 74-73 over Midland. Dakota Wesleyan was idle. They stay at 8-1. Midland and Briarcliff both have two losses. Midland is 7-2. Briarcliff is 8-2. Morningside stands 7-3. Dort College is 5-5. Northwestern is 4-5. Concordia is 5-7. Doan, Hastings, and Nebraska Wesleyan are all 3-6. Mount Marty slips to 0-10. Going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Once again, our final scores in women's play, it was Dort College 73, Nebraska Wesleyan 63. And in men's basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort College in overtime, 120-113. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker.